Prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run, but one receives the prize, so run! That you may obtain, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. You know, someone that boxes or that's in the martial arts or in any type of athletics, they don't win a game when the whistle blows. You know, they get out there and score 30 points and, you know, or pin a guy on the mat or hit the home run. No, it's in practice. Amen. Don't tell me you had done no practice and you'll just get out there. You'll pull all kind of muscles. You'll hurt yourself. You'll strike out every time. Anyone that strives for the masteries is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. You know, I'm going to jump away from my notes for a moment here. Let me tell you something. In sports, one of the things that you must have if you're going to be, let me say, successful in the spirit realm, in the spirit realm, you must, number one, one of the main things you need is confidence. Amen. Amen. Don't get humility twisted with passivity and stupidity. No, I'm just not worthy. No. Jesus made you worthy.
Amen.
Not only that, he has mandated you. Amen. You are responsible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't no putting your hand in the plow and looking back. No, he has made you respond. You have responsibility.
Amen.
Anything the enemy does, you have responsibility. To respond to that or to initiate something that he has done and tear it down.
Amen.
Take it over. You have dominion. Amen. Amen. But you must have some confidence.
Yes.
That's what a lot of times is lacking. Because you allow experience to be your God. You go out, you know, initially in faith, and then you back off because you remember what happened last time. Or it might not. No, tell somebody confidence. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, he that has begun the good work.
Amen.
See, it's not you anyway.
Right.
It's he that's in you.
Amen.
I live. I'm crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Nevertheless, I live.
Amen.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth within me.
Amen.
For the life I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
So it's not you anyway. See, if you count on self, you won't have confidence.
Amen.
But oh, when you really understand who he is,
yeah,
and what he's done and what he has accomplished and how he defeated every enemy and how he has raised us up and seated us in a heavenly realm far above principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, we're raised up far above, out of the reach.
Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody right now, that's who you are.
That's who you are.
You better stop letting people define you.
Amen.
One of the main things the devil goes after in a saint of God, he tries to attack your image. The image you have. To make you feel like you're not worthy. You don't size up. You can't do it. You never have, never will. Let me tell you right now, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Are you hearing me? We're living in the age of deception. You don't stumble over boulders, you stumble over pebbles.
Amen.
The little foxes. God hath not surely said. The truth of the matter is, what you gather the most evidence of is what's going to govern your thinking. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. How much evidence do you have? Or are you going by CNN's evidence? They're liars too. Talking heads. I'm telling you, one day it's all going to come out. It's going to hit the fan, all of it. You don't understand all the time the magnitude of this plan, this transhumanist agenda. Mark of the beast, AI, all this data gathering with Google and all this stuff, it's an orchestrated plan that's been in the works for millennials. But you know what? God looks down from heaven and he laughs at it. He says, I got a people. Ain't a whole lot of them. It's a remnant. But I'm going to cause them to hit this statue at the feet and destroy it all. Come on, but that group of people had to have some confidence. I woke up from that dream, and guess what? I stretched my shoulders. I said, you know what? The devil is a lie. I didn't know what I could do. Through Christ. Well, how many know we can do all things? Through Christ, who strengthens us. What is ever in your path, you can do that. Through Christ, who strengthens you. You may not feel the strength today, but as your days are, so shall your strength be. If you need the strength Tuesday, it's coming for you Tuesday. Whatever you need Friday, God's waiting, God is waiting on you for Friday. But whatever you need, as your days are, so shall your strength be. As your needs are, so shall your money be. Ooh, I feel like shouting up here. Hey! Tell somebody, strive. Sounds like a paradox, because we're at rest, and it is a paradox. Hopefully it'll become a little clear before we finish here. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the lies, the sorceries, the tricks, the plots, the snares, the plans, the strategies of hell. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand. Stand against it all. Put on the whole armor. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore? All right, I done told you what you war against. So now, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and after having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Loins. Loins are the reproductive part of the body. That's where the strength is. When Adam sinned, his reproductive part went from here to his loins. Having your loins girt about with truth. In other words, you are reproducing truth. Not lies, not humanism, not just that which is natural, but your loins girt about with the truth, not a philosophy, not an opinion, but but the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
See, it's not popular today. People don't think that you can stand on the word and really prosper. I got news for you. When you stand on the word, you build to last. While everything else is crumbling, everything else is shaking, that which is on the word will stand the test of time. It will stand the storms. It will stand the... Oh, yes, it will. Everything in your life that's built on the word cannot be shaken, cannot be moved, cannot be destroyed, cannot be stolen from you. Amen. Why? It's built on the word. The rock of ages. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The wiles of the devil will not destroy. Tell somebody, take the whole armor. Have on the breastplate of righteousness, not your righteousness. That's where people get caught up, trying to justify themselves. When the accuser accuses, tell them, well, maybe you're right. But I don't stand in my righteousness. Maybe I did miss the mark. Maybe I did get a little angry. Yeah, matter of fact, Mr. Devil, I did get angry. But you know what? I don't stand in my righteousness. I already talked to the Lord about it. And I got it straight. You see, because I stand in his righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. When you try to justify yourself, you give him place. That's why the Bible says, agree with him. I'm not giving him place. I'm saying, oh, maybe you're right. So what? But I'm not standing in that. I'm standing in this. No, I'm not perfect in this, but I'm perfect in that. I'm not good in that, but I'm good in this. Amen. He's an accuser, but we stand having on the breastplate of righteousness. That righteousness covers your heart, your chest area, your lungs. All your vital organs are covered by that righteousness. Stand. Loins girt about with truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The preparation of the gospel of peace. Again, this is a paradox, because we do not fight flesh and blood. We submit to the authorities that be.
Amen.
Even when sometimes the authorities that be are wicked.
Amen.
When the government gone whack.
Amen.
We're still called to pray for them.
Amen.
Not to go and throw bricks at windows.
Amen.
Amen. Not to start rioting and setting stuff on fire.
Amen.
All right, it's wicked. Okay, Lord, now you said if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would heal the land. See, what I believe has really happened is people got what they wanted. And real fast they realized, wait, that ain't what I wanted. That ain't what I bargained for. Too late.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.